Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Dimming Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
What's this? I never knew I could be so happy.
think I wanna hit the horns.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning on this beautiful day, 25th day. Yes, it is 25th day of February. As always, read your African-American newspapers no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. No excuse. No excuse for the news. We got it all right here. 2 hours of soul-sucking fun. And I'm telling you, I'm just so excited to be here with you this morning. And, You know, you got to read, folks. Oh, back in those days, they told you, if you read it and didn't see it, you wouldn't read it, you would not change, and we're still in that format today. Don't forget to get your e-blast. It is always available to you. All you have to do is just tune in, and we'll get you right there at 214-941-0110. No excuse for the news, some of the e-blast things that we're going to go over this morning. We always have telling you the last week, celebrating 197 years of the Black Press. 197 years of the Black Press. The Black Press Matters. 50th anniversary of the hip-hop. Today, the hip-hop is the roots. Fourth LP, Things Fall Apart, turns 25 years old. Don't forget to vote, Judge Stacey Williams, Chief Justice, District Court Appeals, Kim Cooks, elect Judge Kim Cooks for justice. She's also running for the fifth for the district court and fifth district court as well. So get the vote. We'll have some other names out there as well for you this morning. But get to vote, folks. Vote. Full House. Boy, birthday bash. That was incomparable. Erykah Badu there at the bomb factory. It was the bomb. Absolutely. Here's a nice commentary by Cheryl. It says, my troop, about the Black National Anthem. We'll read a little bit more of that. We're going to put a few more songs on to get you going. I tell you, I even have a nice little a cappella piece that I want everybody to hear a little bit later. We'll get it going, and we're going to get it going again right after this.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven.
That was St. Louis. Right, this is the last Sunday for Black History. Please tune in. And you just have to tune in. Black History is every day that I live. And we want you all to really get something out of it. It's 1 month, and we'll go back over the history as we've done previously, just to give you an idea, you know, an idea of what's going on in the world. I want to say good morning to so many people, nice things that have gone on, nice things that were said at a Black History program I was at this week. Just trying to make things happen. How does it make, you know, what do we do? We just trying to get things together this morning. And I love it. All right, some of the things that we're going to follow today, if we go, what's going on in South Carolina. President Trump wins South Carolina primary, closes in on the GOP nomination. Nikki Haley, home state loss is unique in politics. We'll talk about that. Very interesting how that failed. Results from the primary, we'll go that out. See the crowd boo Lindsey Graham doing Trump's business victory speech. I'm just taken aback over what has transpired throughout this country. Now, given that someone else may or may not have had prior convictions, this is just unbelievable. You owe $355 million with the company, with the country, excuse me, come up with that. I'm just taken aback over all of this. They look at what the rule, if you look at the map, former president in 45 ended up with 4,905 votes. Nikki Haley ended up with 298,681 votes. If you look at the map, she won pretty much the urban areas around Columbia, which is the capital, Charleston, which is a coastal city. But after that, President 45 basically took the whole state. Ended up getting 44 delegates, and she only received 3. That's bad when your home state don't pull you through. It's just unbelievable. There's some votes individually. You're talking about Abbeville, 73% to the 45th president, 23. Aiken, 60%, 38% for Haley, 71% in Allendale. Wasn't much, 238 votes to 96. I mean, the whole city went that way. Charleston, one of your largest cities, she again actually won that, 39,000 votes to 23,000, and that's in Charleston. Looking for the Columbia numbers, and we'll get that. I'm really taken aback over what happened in South Carolina. The Palmetto State is in a call. But it goes to show, folks, that people are just something else. They are something else. We're going to get some things going again. Boy. It's going to take some lifting up here. Take some lifting. I tell you, as we still continue to celebrate Black History, I will. I need to play this again because it's kind of getting me in the right frame of mind. And this time we're going to play Erica Johnson's rendition.
Rise high as the lift.
Yes, yeah, till victory is won. Erica Johnson, again, so much is going on. I'm just taken aback over the elections that were going on in South Carolina yesterday. It doesn't surprise me, but just kind of taken aback of how people have continued to support. What is it going to take? You know, we talk about crime. We talk about taking black history out of the books. But what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? That is the key. And I'm just again, taken aback over this. What is it going to take? Had it been me or someone else of color? You know, what would it have taken? What would it have taken to keep us off the ballot? Or even more. But it is Black History Month. Anything's happening, as I can always state. Black History Month is an annual observance originating in the United States, better known as African American History Month. It has officially received recognition from governments in the United States and Canada. More than have been observed over in the United Kingdom. I got a chance to see that personally, also in Ireland. It began the way of remembering important people and events in the history of African diaspora. Celebrated in February in the United States and Canada. And it is absolutely a great time for those individuals to get the history. And I always like to say America is full of fabric from different parts of the world. But this is one way that makes us who we are in America. When you look at an African diaspora, it's a worldwide collection of communities descending from people of Africa, primarily or predominantly in the Americas. The African population in Americas are descending from the haplogroup L genetic groups of Native Americans. The term is most commonly refers to the descendants of those from Africa. Don't forget that African American History Month, all of this, the precursor for Black History Month was created in 1926 in the United States by historian Carter G. Woodson in the Association of Study of Negro Life and History, better known as the ASNLH, announced the second week of February as Negro History Week. The week was chosen because it coincided with Abraham Lincoln, whose birthday was on the 12th, and Frederick Douglass, who was on the 14th, both with black communities celebrated in the late 19th century. For example, in January of 1897, school teacher Mary Church Terrell persuaded Washington, D.C. school board to set aside an afternoon for Douglass' birthday as Douglass Day to teach about his life and his work in the city of segregated public schools. The thought process behind the week was never recorded, but scholars acknowledge two reasons for its birth, recognition, and importance. In 1915, Woodson had participated in the Lincoln Jubilee and celebrated 50 years since the emancipation from slavery held in Bronzeville, Chicago. The summer's long jubilee, which drew thousands of attendees across the country to see exhibits and of heritage and culture, impressed Woodson with the need to draw organized focus to the history of black folks. He led the founding of the ASNLH in Chicago and toward the end of the jubilee. So we'll read a little bit more, folks, having some technical difficulties. We'll see if we can get that on board. I tell you, it's what a wonderful life. I love that of this going on. I want to see how these folks handle this, because a lot needs to be said, and we're going to try to do it all in one day. We've been doing it all month, but we will
try to get it all done. I'm just hesitating. I'm sorry. I was looking at some information as it relates to our Black History Month, and it didn't come in for me yet. But, you know, we like Timex. We take a look at it and keep on digging. Some of the other things that we're following this morning, folks, is just the fact of it's Black History, y'all. And we're struggling today like we were on yesterday of making sure that our story, and this is collectively, trying to keep their kids from learning. And just a lot is going on. I'm right to note that State Senator Ross West, school was named after him this week. Outstanding. The school was renamed Ross West Leadership Academy. Cheryl writes a nice article concerning that. And we'll just kind of dig in it a little bit in Texas Metro News, as always. Former trustee Lou Blackburn, Senator Ross West, Reverend Brian Carter, state rep, to Dominique Alexander, Next Generation, the whole nine. We will give them their props. Ooh, excuse me. Please excuse me for that one. Couldn't grab the mic quick enough. None other. You listen, you know who I'm talking about.
Brotherhood from sea.
Absolutely wonderful. I had to play it twice. America the Beautiful by Ray Charles. As always, read your African American newspapers no matter where you are. Constantly, we do have one of the best weekly newsletters out. And we get you a little bit. We stop talking about Senator Royce West having school renamed after him. State Senator West. Two alleged authorities arrested them to help them from protecting Malcolm X. And I tell you, the beat goes on. Another hot item in the city of Dallas, the manager, Bronax, could be owed six figures, even though he resigns from the resigned as the city manager of Dallas, Texas, could be owed a lump sum matching his $423,246 annual salary when his resignation goes into effect in June. So I hope the city don't think free money, free labor. Another thing, Dallas Municipal Court warrant solution 2024. The Dallas Municipal Court is helping people to resolve the outstanding City of Dallas warrants. Starting Saturday, warrant fees will be waived when the respondent donates a new unopened blanket or throw. The respondent must drop their donations and then check in with the clerk to see the judge. All blankets and throws will be donated to the homeless section of the city and will be donated as deemed appropriate. Dallas Municipal Court wants to emphasize that those trying to resolve the Class C misdemeanor warrants will not be arrested. Outstanding citations can be resolved in the following locations. Willoughby Johnson, then on today, if we're not mistaken, want to get everything straight. Willoughby Johnson today. That's on Willowdale, White Rock Library on Ferguson. Then on tomorrow, City of Dallas report, March 1st, and then also the, February 26th through March 1st, and then March 4th through the 7th. And then on March 2nd through the 3rd at MLK Rec Center, 2901 Pennsylvania Avenue, Matt and Mash Rec Center over in West Dallas, 3710 Northampton Road, 8 to noon. Must be checked in by noon. Opportunity, folks. Opportunity. The 2024 Taste of Soul Cook-Off. A lot is going on, folks. We need to, just kind of get back to the family feel. Because oftentimes we're not getting it anymore. And we have to make it happen. All right. Classes in session. You're going to learn something today. Forget the efforts of Stifle who rewrote history or rewrite history. We are in control. Get your history here every week. And you're going to share American history. This might conveniently be missing from the classrooms and textbooks. We're going to let you know. We're going to let you see that you're not only the victim, but it's also perpetrator. For years, for many years, you may have seen mugshots and negative displays of black people. We want to be fair. We want to put the face with the crime, and we want you to know the real story. That's something that's been going on for a long time, folks, a long time. It's about 8:45, or should I say 45 minutes after the hour. And I'll continue talking until we get Blog Talk on and restructure everything. Restructure every single thing. And we got it. We'll play another one here. I can't see. We invite some guest hosts. And since, boy, I tell you, this is, what a morning. What a morning. If it can happen, it will. You know, as we enjoy this good weather here, it just reminds me of things. I'm going to get a few things straightened out. And we have heard from Alicia Keys, Erica, America the Beautiful. But I'm going to throw a little twist in here this morning. Yeah, a little bit of Aretha Franklin. This is this country. I tell you, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But we're going to keep on rocking. This morning, it's about 50 minutes after the hour. We were expecting Dr. Rodriguez at the top of the hour. And you know what? I'm trying to reach Blog Talk with no success. I've actually sent the email and it bounced back. So Cheryl, if you're listening, I can't tell. We can just call and see what's going on with people calling in. I will continue, no problem whatsoever. Again, as we celebrate Black History Month, I tell you, there's always obstacles, but I call myself like a Timex, take a licking and keep on ticking. As we celebrate the last Sunday here of Black history, African American history, we talked about Carter G. Woodson, how he put things together to create Black History Month that we know today. And just a reminder, started out as a week commemorating the birthdays of Frederick Douglass as well as Abraham Lincoln. And look at what it's grown into now. Other people throughout the country, we heard about the story in D.C. They took a few days to talk about the history, the rich history that we brought across. And from newspapers from all over, you know, carried it. The Black press, we talk about the years they've been in circulation. They have definitely done a wonderful job conveying and continuing the message that was put forth many, many years ago. But again, the first Negro Week, Negro History Week, that is, was met with a lukewarm response, gaining the cooperation of departments of education in the states of North Carolina, Delaware, West Virginia, as well as the city school administrations of Baltimore, New York, Philly, and Washington. Despite the limited observance of Woodson regarding the event as, I quote, one of the most fortunate steps ever taken by the association, end quote, and plans for an annual repeat of the event continued. At the time the Negro History Week launched, Woodson contended and the teaching of Black history was essential and to ensure the physical and the intellectual survival of Blacks within broader society. And here's actually how it says, if a race has no history, it has no worthwhile tradition. It becomes a negligible factor in the thought of the world, and it stands in danger of being eliminated. The American Indian left no continuous record. Okay, you heard that. He did not appreciate the value of tradition where he is today. The Hebrew kneeling, Achilles, appreciated the value of tradition and is attested by the Bible itself. In spite of the worldwide persecution, therefore, he is a great factor in our civilization. In 1929, the Journal of the Negro History noted that there were only two exceptions, officials and state departments of education. And I quote, every state is considerable Negro population, end quote, have made the event known as state teachers and distributed official literature associated with the event. Churches also played a significant role in distribution of literature in association with Negro History Week during the initial period, and the mainstream and the Black press aiding in the public effort. Think about the Black U.S. students, first Black Culture Center, Kumba House at Kent State, where many events for the first Black History Celebration took place. Kent. It's observed all over the world. Even when I was over in London, United Kingdom, I'll read a little bit about that. In the United Kingdom, Black History was first celebrated in 1987, on the month of October. The year of 1987 recognized the American Jubilee, and coincidentally, the year of 150th anniversary of Caribbean emancipation. The birth, they looked at the 100th birth of Marcus Garvey, the 25th anniversary of the Organization of African Unity, an institution dedicated to advancing the progress of African states. Many in Akaiaba, Ghanaian, Adasabo, several coordinators of special projects in the Greater London Council, better known as the GLC, was created in collaboration to get it underway. First Black History Month celebrated in UK was October 1st of 1987, with Dr. Malana Karinja from the U.S. was invited to an event at the Greater London Council about Black people contribution. Black peoples, with apostrophe. I don't want you to think I jacked that one up. Contributions to history. Germany, Black German community, began observing Black History Month. That was in 1990. Canada, in 1995, after a motion by politician Jean Augustine, represented the riding of Etobicoke, Lakeshore in Ontario, at the House of Commons there in Canada, officially recognized February as Black History Month. So it is around the world. We chronologize the history first in America and then other parts where African Americans or African Canadians, African Europeans, England, English, however you want to go about it. It all started in Mother Africa and we've migrated throughout this world. Now recognizing Black History Month. Wow. Enough been said. But just so much going on, folks. I just, you know, it hurts me that on this last day we're having some issues. Some of you have been able to get on, and I can't see you. I apologize if you're out there. I'm going to try to see if we can work Dr. Rodriguez in, if possible. I'm not quite sure. I was hoping I could have gotten at least one phone in. I continue to dial here and not getting anything in. And I see that folks, you can log in online. I'll pass that here. And I will copy that and send it to the group that I sent it to this morning. And thank you, Cheryl, for that information. And I'll make sure I'll find that. Cheryl, if you could just text that to me. You know, some people are a little less savvy than you are, you know, somewhat, but we'll keep going. But again, so many things going on. I'm just so excited for State Senator Royce West having a school name. That is one of the greatest features. Of greatest compliments that you can have, that people, you know, it kind of reminds me of, that song that comes on with Cheers. Everybody want to go. It's nice to go where they call out your name or everybody knows your name from Cheers. One of my personal theme songs, and that's how I feel when I go to, especially. FAMU or even home, it's nice to go when someone knows your name. But here, State Senator West walked in the halls of Kennedy Curry, a young one, junior high back in the 60s. He went on to high school, attending Wilma Hutchins High School, and went on to UTA, University of Texas at Arlington, received 2 degrees before heading off to law school at University of Houston. In a full circle moment, Texas State Senator was where he sat on the stage after renaming this ceremony that is now the Royce West Leadership Academy at 6605 Sebring Drive in Sparkling Oak Cliff. And former current DISD and other board trustees, along with the West, his pastor, Reverend Brian Carter from Concord Church, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Brothers, elected officials, former math teacher, Ms. Shirley Fisher. Wow, this thing is really connected. Current trustee Maxine Johnson worked on the honor of praise of Senator saying he represented black excellence. He also pointed out that the school resulting from the merging of the high school named after John F. K. and the middle school principal, Pastor Milton Curry, has another element on it. According to Johnson, the future Curry's name will appear on the campus of Parkland College. Absolutely wonderful. Very nicely done. I tell you, not often that people get something named after them that they're still there. I remember they named a health center after my mom in Tampa. And we were there, my sister and I, when they did. It was part of our church. She was big on immunizations and just public health. That was her thing. And I can say this for those who are listening, is that there were five black nurses that infiltrated Tampa at the Hillsborough County Health Department, and they were all from Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University. It feels good when you have family that are pioneers, and that's why I work so hard to get, you know what, I don't have to get the glory, but just be able to convey the message. I guess we were part of history. My mom is a black nurse practitioner in Florida. She got in at the Hillsborough County Health Department doing public health. Now it's going different ways. They don't have many public health nurses like they used to, but they have five. Not one, two, or three, or four, but five black nurses that all work together that carry that orange and green right there with them in Hillsborough County. And when I've gone back just to see if anybody, and most of the people have retired, but her name still seems, just looms large, and I'm just so proud of that. I tell you, I'm just so proud of that. We just have so much going on, so little time to talk about it. As we go through this, we are working on it, trying to get it out, the information. In the hour, I'm going to see if they listen online, just kind of maintain. I still don't see anything on the board, but we'll go through as we get ready for Black History to end. But you know what? I live Black History every single day of my life. It's no ifs, ands, buts about it. You can see how things are going. And I'm going to try this. I did not, if I have to pull it off, I'll pull it off quickly. But the blackness, sounds of blackness, optimistic, and we'll be black soon.
The blackness. Keep the game on.
All right. We were having some technical difficulties, but I'm going to get you back on stage. George Alcorn. George was a master, got a master's BA, all of that stuff in physics, and created the X-ray machine. X-ray machine, not RCA, any of that. George Alcorn. Benjamin Banneker was used in the song Black Man by Stevie Wonder. Created all these clocks. He was a mathematician, astronomer, author, and land surveyor. Imagine living in a hazy, cloudy vision in total darkness. Well, Dr. Patricia Bath came on with cataracts, reducing the cataracts. Otis Borkin, which is very special to me. I knew his son, or one of his sons, and he came up with computers, all the components associated with our computers, radios, and television sets. George Washington Carver, before there was a Mac, before there was Maybelline, before it was Avon and all of that. And I know our sisters listening really understand that particular one. It was George Washington Carver, taking different shades, creating many facets of makeup. Charles Drew, I'll mention him again. Thousands and thousands of people have contributed from what he has created. And it's a shame. He had a car wreck. The town that he was in had nowhere or no way to store blood that was given to the blood bank. Charles Drew created the blood bank, created and understood what blood plasma was all about, how to store. So when we're giving our blood and they're having drives at our jobs, we can listen. We can go and read up more on these blood banks. In Dallas alone, Carter Blood Bank. Should it be Drew Blood Bank? Black history, supporting American history. And you want to take it out of our schools? What are you trying to hide? What are you trying to convey to the kids? When they get out here, you get upset because they're listening to rap music? Your kids have more inkling and I don't know, just the inside to try to enjoy music. It seems to always catch their ear. America, wake up. A lot of people had choices when they left their countries. Our folks didn't have a choice. Folks were sold off, put in a boat. If you go on the eastern coast of South America, unbelievable the amount of color that is in South America. Folks, we always want to run to Virginia. We always want to run up and down the coast and learn more. But if you get an opportunity, go to the eastern coast of South America. You may see somebody that resembles you. If you go to Brazil of all places, folks, there's a magnitude of folks with tans. Tans that copper tone could not give them. But tans that the Lord blessed them to have. And they're not speaking for the whole language. I'd say the whole is the country main language is Portuguese. A lot of people didn't know that. They think you go to South America, they're going to speak English, of course, and maybe Spanish, but they speak Portuguese. Just don't wait this month, and I'm going to try to give you tidbits throughout the year. And for those who are listening, I apologize you're not able to interact with me today, but I feel your love, I feel your energy, and we're going to continue on. The next one we'll look at is Betty Harris, Dr. Betty Harris. She was born and raised in Monroe, Louisiana. I love the way people from Louisiana say it, Louisiana. The young Betty Harris was interested in chemistry. She obtained a BS in chemistry from Southern University. You know, I'm going to support my HBCUs. It has an MS degree from Atlanta University. If you can remember, if you're over 50, you can remember Clark University handled the first 4 years Clark and Atlanta University, a master's school. And now you have Clark Atlanta, as a university, they combine forces there at the AAU Center there in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Dr. Shirley Johnson, a physicist, has been credited in making many advances in science. She first developed an interest in science and mathematics through her childhood and conducted experiments and studies such as eating habits of honeybees. She followed the interest in Massachusetts, got caught up there, better known as MIT, where she received bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degree, all in the area of physics. That's Dr. Shirley Jackson. All right. Others, Lonnie G. Johnson, anonymous source for the soaker, the super soaker. You know, kids, you may have purchased, if you have kids, at least under 30. Or maybe even, maybe under 40. The super soaker. It wasn't Mattel. It wasn't Kmart, Walmart, Montgomery Ward, Sears. None of that. Lonnie G. Johnson created. He got fired from a job once because of my super soaker. I guess that's what's happening when you accidentally drench a customer when they're trying to get, when you're trying to hit the coworker that ducks. A little different twist on the super soaker. Frederick McKinley Jones. Anytime you see a truck on the highway transporting refrigerated or frozen food, you're seeing the work of Frederick McKinley Jones, one of the most prolific black inventors ever. Jones patented more than 60 inventions in his lifetime. So when you see these refrigerated trucks, thank you, Walmart. Thank you, Kroger. Publix down in Florida. Fiesta. They need to thank Frederick McKinley Jones. Created the refrigerated trucks. Garrett A. Morgan, many of the world's most famous inventions only produced one major invention, garnered recognition, and cemented their prominent status. But Garrett Augustus Morgan, one of the country's most successful African-American inventors, created two gas masks and also a traffic signal. With no traffic signal, you're going to have a crash. But Garrett Morgan had the fortitude, the foresight to create something to direct traffic. You know, traffic lights are everywhere throughout the world. Mr. Morgan, thank you. I know insurance companies hate you, but we love you for what you've done for our world. John Henry Thompson. This young man taught himself Fortran. For some of you seasoned college graduates, Fortran applied COBOL, JCL, while working at a New York research facility. Thompson's goal was to absorb the knowledge as possible so he could develop his own computer language. You know, I'm looking at billions. And, you know, our kids catch hell. There are certain school districts here in the Dallas metropolitan area that are trying to take the books out. I mean, these are young parents, y'all. I mean, parents in their 30s with kids in elementary school, or in the 40s or less than 50, that are trying to fight the history You know, what is the driving force? I ask that question because we know what the driving force is. And it's a shame that it's going on in 2024. Black history is American history. And you better bet your last dime on that one. So as we go through Black History Month, it's about 30 minutes after the hour, I am going through a couple of things and give you a couple of names, things, additional contributions we've made to this country. Elevated Devices, J. Cooper. If you want to look at it, I'll give you the patent number, 536605. J. Cooper. You know, if you think about hoses that are leaking, whether it's your radiator or hoses in your yard, you know, instead of us holding the spot, let's just look at Clotonia Jacqueline Dordicus. Had the hose stop leak, whether it was in your car or other areas. The patent, if you know, I want you to challenge me. I want you to look. Because a lot of people say, oh, you're making it up. 69315. All of that. Dr. Charles Drew, we mentioned about preserving blood. Died and could not use his own invention because he had no blood banks. We made the sacrifice. We created. We put our mind to it to make a difference for others. And it's a shame that Dr. Drew didn't even get an opportunity to use his own, benefit from his own invention. Gas burner. It wasn't GE, it wasn't LG, all these nice names, these beautiful appliances that you have in your house. Think B.F. Jackson. B.F. came up quite a bit. All kind of heating, drying apparatus. Whirlpool, nah. It happened to B.J., B.F. Jackson. Oh, I'm thinking about B.J., a saxophonist from Tampa. Find your man. If you have a chance, listen to his music. The railway switch. They used to do it manually, or brothers had to help move it, but not when it came to W.H. Jackson. Came up with some railway switches. You can change that patent at 593665, again, 593665. Other things. A ticket dispensing machine. I guess the brother got tired of handing out tickets, so he came up with a machine that was Frederick Jones. These two-cycle engines, you see people cutting the yard. You may have one with your weed eater. Two-cycle gas engines. Frederick Jones. Frederick Jones is a bad dude. I'm looking here, at least 20. If not 20, very close to 20. Designed for the air condition. Rotary compressors. Controlling operation of refrigeration units. Design of air condition units. Heating and cooling atmosphere enclosures. Prefabricated refrigerated construction. Means of defrosting a coal diffuser. Methods of preserving perishables. Control device of internal combustion. Thermostat and temperature control. His invention is in your house. How do you regulate your air conditioning? You better thank Frederick. Bad man. Other things. Water closets on railway cars. The printing press. W.A. Lavalette. A Lavalette. Well, the only thing I do French is French fries, so that one got away from him. A kneading machine. Now, Joseph, I guess his mom had him kneading dough. Well, he came up with a machine. bread crumbling machine, window cleaner, spring guns, piano truck, caps for bottles. Mr. Pepsi, we keep losing everything inside the bottle. When we turn, let me come up with something there to keep it. Here we go, caps for bottles. Both by A.A. Jones and A.E. Long. Pencil sharpeners. I guess J.L. Love got tired of whittling for the pencil. So he came up with a sharpener. You want to, again, you want to erase the history of this country and not teach black history, DeSantis, Abbott, and I'm sure the line is very long throughout this country. You tell me, if you don't have a pen, you may have a mechanical pen. You got fancy. May have a ink pen. But when it comes to a pencil, brother got tired of whittling. Came up with these pencil sharpeners. It's all right there, folks. I've done the research. I'm going to give you the numbers of things. Oil cups, lubricators. Next time you go to Jiffy Lube, think about that. A nailing machine, brother. Got tired of hammering. You can get your roof done in a day now. I'm telling these folks come, they scrape everything off. In some of these large two-story houses, they get done in a day. You pour the tar on it. You got to do this for days. But they're doing this quickly. The ironing table, Elijah McCord. They got tired of ironing on the floor. So they come over to the ironing table. The real McCoy is Elijah J. McCoy. It wasn't no Walter Brennan. Yeah, I'm telling my age, and those who know who I'm talking about, you understand. But all of this, folks, black history. I challenge each of you, go and research. It's researchable. You can look at a list of known African-American inventors. And you can see our contribution to this world. We talk about the blind spot when you drive. Wow. Hand stamps. You know, when you want to stamp things in your office. Well, you better thank somebody. William Purvis, he has a patent on it too, 273149. Let me repeat it back, and I challenge each of you, just go and look at the patent, 273149. A dustpan. Now, you know, especially if you lived in the dorm at FAM, if you didn't have a dustpan, what you use, a sheet of paper, all of that. Lord, he got tired. His paper, I guess, got wet. He came up with the dustpan. Lloyd Ray, 5876-07. 587607, the dustpan. So many things, folks, I tell you. And I'm going to go and give you a few more. Fire escape, railroad switches, bottles, life-saving guards for locomotives, streetcars, runner for stops, bag closures, the feather curler, those who were dusting, the comb. Well, I figured we had the comb because we had that real do back in the day. You can go and look that up. And I'm sure it wasn't Alberto VO5. I can't even think of all the other companies now. But W.H. Sammons came up with the comb. The patent for that is 1362-823. Again, 1362-82-3. Folks, need I say more? Need I say more? Not only did we show up, we showed out in this country. With limited resources, we were able to do so many things. And we learn, and as I tell my kids and other kids, you learn to work smarter, not harder. Smarter and not harder. Folks, we have a rich history. So rich, and they know it. They know it. That's why they're trying to keep it out. You know, you talk about rotary engines. They weren't Mazda. They were brothers back in the day that came up. You know, Mr. Ford got credit, Mr. Chevrolet, all of them. But I'm sure Mr. Ford went out there test driving. He had no idea what he had. Now, probably they don't know they're making a lot of money. But they don't know the history of their own cars. It's Black history, y'all. It is Black history. And again, I apologize that we don't have any interaction. You know, I'm wired for this. So I don't mind. I'll make sure that you get what you need. Granville, T. Woods. Electromechanical brakes, telephone system, railway, being able to do the, you know, whether it was Morse code or, you know, if you notice around a lot of our railways, that's how information was carried over wires that went along. So that's how they got information back in the day. Cutoff switches, everything associated with the railway. You go to these big cities now, we have energy efficient electric people movers. You better talk your Granville. All these public transportation items here in Dallas with Dart Rail. Tampa. All these major cities with these rail systems. Granville T. Woods. Y'all got to thank him. You must thank him. And, you know, all this stuff started so far back. Now we, you know, we're taking advantage of it. I want to say good morning to Erica Badu. They're honoring her on the transit system here. She has several cars, buses, cars as on the train tracks that she donated to the city, and they're honoring her. So with all that being said, I guess she's calling Tyrone. She's going to ship up, ride up Tyrone. I know it's corny, but that was the only thing on my mind at the time. It's about 43 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. I am Andrew Lyon on the 25th day of February. It seemed like yesterday we were just bringing in the new year. And now, 25 days into February, we get an extra day because it is leap year. Don't forget, the first of the month is Friday. A lot of people getting paid. Take care of your business. Take care of your business. But again, Harriet Tubman, Phyllis Wheatley, Sir Gurdjieff Truth, Harriet Beecher Stowe, folks, we must be protectors of the sword. We must save our history. Teach your kids. You know, church has always been the area, I think I learned growing up, more Black history in church. The gentleman, Clyde Allen, who was a social studies teacher, you don't even hear that term, before the schools were segregated, and they worked them right out when they segregated schools in Tampa. I can speak for Tampa, but pretty much throughout this country. And he made sure we got the Sunday school lesson. We learned Black history in church. Because we were not getting it. We've come a long way from Jamestown. We've created a lot of items. We've stood in lines. Willingly and unwillingly, we had to pay our right to vote. and then we got it free. And then we don't vote now. And it's not costing us anything. Let's preserve our history. Let's follow up on what many others started. Some lost their lives, as I mentioned earlier with Charles Drew, because the world didn't want to recognize his invention. And you can't tell me not a single hospital in this world that does not have blood bank. Charles Drew, we thank you for having the fortitude to make a difference in this world, not only in our country, in our world. So, folks, when they talk about Black history not being taught, you better stomp your feet, grind your teeth. You know, Sunday morning, I couldn't say what I wanted to say, but you read into that. And if you know me personally, you know I'm cussing up and down inside my head, but I won't let it come to my lips because I do respect the fact that it is Sunday morning. Booker T. Not the MGs, we're talking about Booker T. Washington. Founded Tuskegee. Now, you know, back in the day, schools were either going to create farmers, teachers, or preachers. People step out into the area that was supposed to train us, get us to a certain level. But not only did it train us, it gave us the pathway to greatness. Plessy versus Ferguson. Y'all remember that? The landmark Supreme Court decision that holds that racial segregation was constitutional. And then Jim Crow, and I take something from one of my mentors, God bless his soul, he always said that the old Jim Crow laws are now being presented by James Crow Esquire. And that was Joe Madison. That was Plessy versus the Board of Education. Way back, 1896. But things started to change. W.E.B. Du Bois, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, in 1909. Marcus Garvey, in 1914, established the Universal Negro Improvement Association, an influential Black nationalist organization, and I quote, to promote the spirit of race pride, end quote, and created a sense of worldwide unity among Blacks. Don't forget in the 1920s and 1930s, the Renaissance. How about the Scottsboro Boys? When it was 9 Black youths who were indicted in Scottsboro, Alabama, on charges having raped 2 white women, although the evidence was slim, the Southern jury sentenced them to death. The Supreme Court overturns their convictions twice. Each time Alabama retries them, finding them guilty, then third trial, 4 Scottsboro boys are freed. But 5 are sentenced to long term. That was in 31. And then, Lord, watch out. In 1947, they called him Jackie. He broke into the major leagues, broke the barrier. And, folks, you know, if you know me, I am a baseball guy. Love baseball. Your nephews or even the young ladies, if they want to play, put them in a situation where they can play. You know how many people sacrifice? And the way these clubs are doing now, the poor African-American kids that do play baseball, you can count them on one finger. Now you see the Latin. They go, instead of getting the brothers, they get our brothers from Latin America to play. We'll do football. We'll do basketball. Beautiful NBA All-Star Weekend last week. But you know what? Baseball. You look at football. I will say this to get your mind and to focus on where I'm going with this. When you play football, you can be a great quarterback. You can throw the ball a country mile. But nine times out of ten, you're not one to catch it. You can hand it off, but you're not the one that can run. You can throw it again a country mile, but you're not the one that be able to tackle. You get the point? We've been able to cover every facet of football. We can throw it, we can run, we can catch it, we can tackle it, we can do everything. But the minds that are in control try to draw the line. These poor black quarterbacks. Yes, I went black. African-American, if I stepped on some toes. They have the aptitude to play the game. And it's always something. They slowed Deshaun Watson down. They tried to slow Doug Williams down. You know, I was there in Tampa when he caught the hell he caught. They call him all kind of names. They even, you know, it got so bad, rumor has it. I know this is one of Cheryl's good friends. And his father buried the jersey. That was one story. Buried the jersey in his home there in Louisiana in the yard. And that's when the Bucks went on a major slide. It scared Tampa Bay so much they changed their uniforms. They wear the orange every nine then. But they were so afraid that the curse was being placed on the team because of how they treated Doug Williams. I see Doug now and I tell him so much how much I appreciate what he did. He took that mess. These young Bucks ain't taking that mess now. But those are the sacrifices that the Jackie Robinsons, the Doug Williams, the beings of the basketball world. As you look at basketball now, you have guys that are just so outstanding. And I talk about things that we can do or what we've done. Yes, in basketball, we know how to shoot. We can dribble. We dunk. We understand the game. So we have 95%. Of the National Basketball Association black. It's for entertainment. But you know what they do? They raise the prices where you don't see many of us in the stands because we can't afford it. Look at the picture I'm trying to paint, folks. We've arrived, but some of us are still at the gate. We have not stepped over that threshold that's needed for all of us to be at an equal status. It never happened. I hope someone proves me wrong on that. But again, all of this, Jackie Robinson started. World War One, black soldiers, mainly cooking, taking care of others, while they put you on the front line knowing that you have no artillery experience. Those are the sacrifices that many of our forefathers made for us. And I think about my hometown. If you look at two areas, those who are familiar with Tampa, Harbor City and Lincoln Gardens, when probably our grandfathers and great-grandfathers came back from World War II, they gave them a place to live. Swamp infested with snakes, just some land that they didn't want to even worry about, gave it to our black soldiers. And for us, that generation was grandfathers, some great-grandfathers. They gave us areas they didn't want. And now when you go back in these black neighborhoods, Oak Cliff, they give you $5 and they sell it for $30. You can see there's a swing of houses. I mean, the houses even made the same throughout this country. Of people coming in kids don't want to stay in the neighborhood. I understand. I get it. But they're taking it and they're reforming, reshaping America. What are we going to do about it? I challenge my frat brothers. I challenge any and every person that's in that great, that divine line to make a difference in your own neighborhood. Go back home or where you are. Read to our kids. Help create study habits. Go over to math. If you're not good at math, get somebody that's great at math. But again, let them see that the village cares. Let them observe that you care by making a difference in their lives. And that's what I challenge each of you to do. Not just in the month of February, but every month. And I tell you, as long as I have breath in my body, I am going to help whoever I can to make a change. The Lord has blessed me with a beautiful family. Lord has blessed me in the past as well of having friends that I grew up with, the parents that made sure that we understood what it was about, the support that we had. Why can't we support as adults those who are in need now? We made our stain on this country, and they want to erase it. You know, we come in all shapes and colors. We like Anthony Robbins, 31 flavors. But if we don't scoop our own ice cream, nobody else will, folks. I'm just so happy to be in a position where I'm able to speak. This is Wiggum Unplugged. And I wish that, and I go back, Dupree, Miss Rogers, Miss Williams, Miss Wright, Miss King, Mr. Tuselli. I remember my teachers all the way through the sixth grade. All the way. And I can tell you, all the way through high school. And I think one guy in high school told me that I wouldn't be nothing. Nothing. I was the only black kid at my high school that was in physics. Told me I would never be nothing. Now, I don't know if he did that to motivate me. He wasn't trying to break my spirit. But when I got my degree from Florida A&M University, I went to Mr. Pullen at Jefferson High School and told him, thank you for telling me I would never amount to anything. I had a village that pushed me through school. I had friends that you wanted to keep up with. You didn't want them out, do you? So I made sure. I dressed the part, those who knew me. I had that crisp white lab coat walking across the yard and my briefcase. Like I was going to work. They promoted me, those who knew me, promoted me in such a way that I just kept moving forward. So I thank the Pullens of the world. I thank all the ones that say that we can't do it when we do it anyway. For those who are listening, continue to push. Make sure our youth have what they need, the foundation, to make it in this world. It's when you have aptitude, along with the attitude to make a difference in their lives. As we celebrate Black History for 1 month, let's celebrate it and learn every month. And I will give you tidbits as we go. Because they say a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Not going to waste if you put something in your head. Cheryl Smith, thank you as always. I want to thank everyone for listening. Sorry about the misfortune. But I want to leave you with this. There will be no me without you. And without you, there's no me. But one thing I can say, I'm proud, black and I'm proud, and I thank this school for everything I've ever achieved. I'm out. Peace. Thank you. Thank you.